to SER Breakfast, 6:45 on a Monday morning. Did I say Monday? 6:45 on a Thursday morning. I'm getting a bit confused because generally our foreign correspondent, Beattie Tao, joins us on a Monday morning. But switching up the groove one time, Beattie has just gotten back from Glastonbury and joins us now to discuss. Hey, Beattie, how are you going?
Hello, I'm good. I'm so happy to be back on 2SER, my favourite radio station.
Oh, your favourite radio station in the whole entire world, because you've been all around
in the whole
globe.
I said what I said.
How was Glastonbury?
It was amazing. Truly such a bucket list experience. Something I was not prepared for is just how enormous it is. They literally just have this pop-up city in the middle of this valley in the countryside.
Yeah.
It is like the biggest festival I've ever seen. It's such a mammoth effort and so much fun.
Can you compare it to anything domestically?
Honestly, I couldn't really. I mean, we obviously have Splendor as the kind of biggest, yeah. But it was like you could go for 10 years in a row and still not kind of uncover everything that there is hidden in all the different pockets of Glastonbury.
How many days were you there for?
So we're there for 4 days, but three nights of the main music acts.
How long does it go for?
Well, people get in on the Wednesday, and it goes until Monday morning, you know, 6 a.m. Monday morning if you have it in you.
Oh, my God.
that wasn't quite me.
What were some of the highlights of the acts that you saw?
Yeah, so some of my favorite acts were Olivia Rodrigo. She headlined the last night. So, of course, it was a big shebang. They had fireworks. And she was just like a really fun, poppy time. Everyone was able to get into it, sing along. The Guardian said she was the best, you know, big headliner of the weekend. And I have to agree, I did love her.
Oh, that's awesome. I actually saw Olivia Rodrigo live when she came to Sydney, and it was pretty amazing.
Me too.
Yeah, did she do the thing where she went around the crowd, flying through the crowd on the half moon?
Yes, exactly. Moon? I swear she made eye contact with me.
Oh, yes, that's it. I can't believe it. You and her are pals now. That's great. Best Glastonbury ever. Who else did you catch?
Yeah, so I've got to shout out the Australian acts. So Amel and the Sniffers were just amazing. I feel like they're really growing internationally. Like, they just had so much punk and energy and like rage. It was so refreshing to see, like, Amy from who's the lead singer. Like, I swear I saw her, you know, like spit a booger out and just keep on going with her show. Like, she's like crass and messy, and that is just like a breath of fresh air. I felt like I could lift a bus after I watched their energetic performance.
Was there many other Aussie acts on the bill?
Yeah, they had Royal Otis as well, who's also doing great over here in the UK. And you might be thinking, people just turned up for the cover songs, Murder on the Dance Floor and Linger, but I swear they didn't. People were dancing the entire time through their set. It was a lot of fun.
Great stuff. Who else did you see?
Yeah, so, I saw Kneecap as well, who've kind of been, you know, talk of the UK news.
Yes.
They had a absolutely packed out set. They had to close off the crowd area because they were at full capacity. And they had so much energy, so much charisma as well. Obviously, like a very political act. There are heaps of Palestinian flags. Mm. It felt like I was kind of watching music lore in the making.
Yes.
I feel like in 10 years there'll be a documentary about that set.
Yeah, that's one of the things you'll tell the grandkids one day, that like you were there for Kneecap 2025 in Glastonbury. And like, a lot has been a lot of ballyhoo about sort of the political stance and everything like that. Mm-hmm. How was it from like a musical performance point of view?
That from a performance point of view, they were awesome. They had so much energy. Like, you can just tell people love them, and they love what they stand for, and they love that they're, you know, singing in Gaelic. They're talking about the colonization, talking about their experiences, Irish people, and of course their stance on you know, them speaking out about such a cause that's dear to them. People love them. Yeah,
this is fantastic stuff. Any other highlights?
Oh, well, look, I did go and see Neil Young. I felt my dad would have been peeved if I hadn't made the effort.
Oh, that's so
and
cool.
He was awesome as well. I got to say, Nile Rodgers was amazing from Le Chic.
Oh, yes, Chic's Nile Rodgers. What a legend.
Oh, my God. What a legend. We were just dancing the whole time, even though it was like 40 degrees. You know, I'm coming out like a virgin. He's the greatest dancer. It was so much fun.
Yes.
Oh, and I can't forget Lorde as well. She played like a secret set where she played a new album.
Oh, really? Oh, geez. Isn't that amazing? I'm just looking at the lineup for it now and you're just absolutely drowning in fantastic music there at it.
I know. You can't see it all, though, to be honest. Sometimes it breaks your heart, but you're like, it's a 40-minute walk to that next stage. By the time I get there, they'll be done. You just can't see everyone, unfortunately.
Before I let you go, I understand that the food at Glastonbury is also very good. What were some of the best dishes you had there?
Oh, yes. Well, look, you're trying to just sustain yourself, for me at least. So I did try and have some of the bulky pastas and pizzas. Had some nice crepes, but yeah, there was a lot of really good food actually, because you have to carry in, like, unless you drive, you have to carry in everything that you're going to bring. So you can't bring much food. You've got to really rely on the food stalls.
Would you go back, do you think?
I would go back, but I do think I need a little break. It was a lot. It was really hot. It's so big. You're walking like 50,000 steps every night.
Yeah.
It was unreal. I think I'll leave the festivals for a little while now.
Oh, okay. You're going to go on a hiatus for a little bit.
Yes. Same as Glastonbury goes on a hiatus, I shall go on one too.
This is just so wonderful to hear your voice and hear about the awesome time that you had there at Glastonbury. Also, you'll be in the UK for a while now?
Yes, I'll be living over here. If anyone wants to offer me a job.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'll talk to my people. I'll talk to Rod Stewart.
Yeah, please do.
He or I on a first name basis. Well, I at least call him Rod anyway. He doesn't know who I am. I really appreciate your time today. I can't wait for you to join us again, and I'm so glad you had a fun time there at Glastonbury.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Danny.